Time to take 10 with the Chamber, where we meet the entrepreneurs, leaders, and business owners who make Bemidji go. Here are your hosts, the Executive Director of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce, Abby Randall, and Kev Jackson.
And welcome to Take 10 with the Chamber. Each month, we bring you a new Chamber member guest and set the timer to interview them and find out what's going on in their world, but for only 10 minutes. Our guests are very busy people, and we know you're very busy as well. So we're going to give you some great content, but not tie you up for an hour or more. We're going to talk for 8 minutes and 45 seconds of business-related questions, and then it's the fun rapid fire. So let's get started. The Executive Director of the Chamber and the star of our show, here is Abby.
Thanks, Kev. Well, I don't know about the star. You threw me for a loop on that one, but today we have an exciting episode, episode number 7. We have the one, the only, the chef, business owner, just named one of the top must-visit restaurants in Minnesota to add to your foodie bucket list, Justin from Tutel Bennett. Thank you so much for being with us today. I have to start by asking, so I pronounce it Tutel Bene, but that's because I'm extremely Minnesotan. What is the right way to say it?
Tutel Bene.
Tutel Bene. I feel like I need to add a little, like,
you can, little, you can little, put like, your fingers in the
put
air.
Put my fingers together in the air.
Bene. Yeah, yeah.
Tutel Bene.
It's Italian. It's just kind of it's a street slang of term for it's all good.
It's all good.
It's a saying. It's all good. So now, you know, I've owned the place for almost 11 years. I will actually say that to people. How's it going today? I'll just be like, I do the band. And they kind of look at me. I'm like, it's all good.
It's all good.
You know?
It's all good, it's all Bemidji. Good.
Yeah.
I love that. I never knew that. Did you know that, Kev?
I didn't. I knew it meant something was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just laid back.
All was good.
Everything's good. Have some wine. Have some food.
So. I'm stunned it's already been 11 years for you guys.
I know, right? My wife and I moved up here in 2012 summer, and there's a lot of days it seems like yesterday, and then, of course, there's those days where you're just like, how many more years?
Right.
But the good definitely always
good.
The challenging. So
wonderful.
Well, we call it Take 10 because we take about 10 minutes because our listeners are busy, our guests are often busy, so we just want people to get some great information, some great content, and then be able to implement that like 10 minutes later into their daily
lives.
Take
a little break. Listen to the podcast.
Are we ready to get started?
All right. Let's start.
Yeah. All right. Start that timer and let's get started. Abby.
All right. So we learned about the name of your business, but Justin, tell the listeners about you, your business. Where did it all start and what is it today?
Yeah, so the short version, my wife is from Bagley, and we heard a rumor, this was 11 years ago.
That, good old Bemidji rumor.
Yeah, because she was still connected up here, that the restaurant Tutel Bene was possibly up for sale.
Ooh.
So her and I actually called into work the next day, sick, played hooky, drove up here, and I still remember pulling around the block and seeing that building, and we just looked at each other and we were like, this is it. Because we had been talking for a couple years about getting out of the Twin Cities because it's just so, it's a great experience down there from working and living, but we were just to that point. We wanted to get back out in the country.
Yeah.
So, and then things just kind of, it's just kind of one of those things, if you things in my life, I would like to think in other people's life, you shouldn't force. You
right.
know, things just kind of, if it's right, it just kind of keeps opening up. And the stones keep laying down in front of you. And then, you know, here we are. So we're both culinary trained chefs from the Twin Cities, and we love to eat. We were just in the Twin Cities this past weekend and ate at like 4 or 5 different restaurants.
Where's your go-to?
Like,
what's your style? You don't have to name the restaurant, but like what's your go-to?
Our go-to is kind of who or what is the next new hot thing.
Okay.
You know, because it's not just about the food for us. It's about the entire experience right. when you walk in the door. It's the ambiance, the layout, the plateware, the glassware, the uniforms. I mean, it's the list just goes on and on and on because this is what we do. Mm-hmm. Kind of the hot guy down in the cities right now is a gentleman named Gavin. He owns Spoon and Stable and Demi and some other restaurants. Mm-hmm. I've never disappointed there. And Isaac Becker's restaurants down there, Bar La Grasa, 112 Eatery. You know, and the landscape has changed a little bit since the pandemic with some of those restaurants. So it's kind of like...
Not everybody made it.
No, not everybody made it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's sad because, you know, that's a lot of people's livelihoods, their dreams,
yep.
their personality. So we're so happy that we still have Tutto Bene here.
Yeah, we're happy that we made it through and we got the support of the community. And
for making it work. Yeah. I appreciate that.
If there's one thing that you wish everybody in Bemidji knew about Tutto Bene, what would it be?
Honestly, for me, it sounds cliche, but it's so important up here. We cook everything from scratch to order with the seasons. We preach quality versus quantity. You know, we don't have deep fryers. We don't have microwaves. And it's an extra labor of love, time, money, and energy to do things that way. But I really believe, we really believe, that good food is medicine. You know, for the soul as well.
Oh, for sure.
So we refrain from, you know, and there's a place for that. There's a need for that. But we try to go to the other side and we support local as much as we can. I'm still getting carrots and potatoes from Ivan, that local Amish farmer guy.
Yes.
Yeah. And his carrots just keep getting sweeter and sweeter because he keeps them in a sand pit in his back field covered with burlap sacks. And that's how you used to winter your root cellar vegetables. And they just keep getting sweeter every week he delivers them. I'm like, this is what food is about. This is what it should be about. So that's to answer your question.
Do you fear that as a society we're kind of losing that talent?
Oh, it's gone. A lot of people can't. To them, cooking for themselves is opening a can of soup. You look at egg prices and chicken prices.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even get me started on the price of goods. But the other day I was at the store and my wife and I wanted chicken breasts. The chicken breasts were like $14 for two. Well, right underneath it was a 3-pound whole chicken that was like a couple dollars cheaper than the price of those two chicken breasts. And I just looked at her and I laughed. And I'm like, if that doesn't exemplify kind of where we are as a society and our inability, or we've just lost that, you know, home economics class when I was in high school, very, very long time ago, they taught us how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've heard from the younger kids that they are just taught how to open up a bag of cake mix. You know,
that's for sure.
You know, so.
Right. Yeah. So running a business can be hard. What is you and your wife's biggest motivator, your mantra to keep going, keep trying new things? Do you subscribe to like a lot of business motivational philosophy?
Oh, you know, we did.
You did?
Yeah, we've been doing it for so long now. And between her and I, we have close to over 40 years of experience in the industry. And that's why we subscribe to. Yeah, we go out to restaurants. We go to Chicago. We do go to New York when we can. We go to the cities. That's our educational. Because everybody needs to push each other in this industry, you know.
Right.
We're going to Montreal in June, and I love Montreal because it has a European stamp of how hospitality industry is. There's no fast food places up there. There's no corporate chains up there. It's all about mom and pop taverns, kind of slow eating approach.
And it's very different
up there. And so, that's where we draw our knowledge and education from.
I might see
a
trip to Montreal in my future someday. After
It's so pretty up there.
Wow.
Oh, it's so pretty.
So Abby's, of course, the chamber executive, so I know she wants to hear about this question. You're a dedicated chamber member. What do you like and what do you find to be valuable about being a member of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce?
Yes. So other towns I've lived in, they say they have a chamber, but you don't really see them. You don't really know what they do. I can say here, they're very welcoming, and they're out and about. And if you need resources and guidance, they're there. They were very supportive during the pandemic, which is really cool to see them pull things together. I do believe this past holiday season we had a competition, right, in the windows. mm-hmm. right, for all the downtown yes. businesses. And I think you guys had something to do with that.
That was, so no? That's the unique thing about our chamber and our relationship with other organizations in our community is the Downtown Alliance, Visit Bemidji Chamber, Greater Bemidji, we're all kind of in this bucket. Mm-hmm. So I believe that, I can't even, to be honest, remember what organization led that, but I think it was the DBA. But you probably, through all of our promotion of each other's things, no. you really can't tell a difference. And I think that's how it should be.
Yeah,
really?
We're all in. We all want the same thing.
We do.
A good Bemidji. A great Bemidji.
Bemidji needs a vision, mm-hmm. And we're constantly building that vision. This year, I feel like it's been kind of like building a ship at sea, but I think that we're really set up to have a large communal vision here in the next, in the foreseeable future. So we're fortunate
for
that.
Yeah, I think there's some big things that are going to be happening here. Couple of years.
I think so. And we really rely on our business owners to feel as if they're included to take part in speaking up, telling us how you feel, telling us if you haven't heard from us in a while. But I think that we're all working together and pulling together. Question for you. So what is your most important lesson or your biggest advice for somebody that's starting a business today? Any industry.
Make sure you're getting into it for the right reasons. If you're getting into it for monetary, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes.
My wife and I, we make an honest living, but mm-hmm. we are not by getting rich by any means. I have 16 employees. Like our scope, our optics are bigger than just ourselves on that. Mm-hmm. That's what brings us joy. You got to find the little things, and they cannot do they, it's, if it's motivated by money, it's a recipe for you're not, it's just, that's not good, you know. So that would be the biggest thing. We enjoy food and we enjoy community, and you know, it's slow cooking. So,
and before I announce our timer update, I just want to piggyback, that's so true. I've heard so many people in our community refer to business owners as, you know, when we fight for, you know, making sure our taxes are at a healthy level, making sure that our business owners feel supported in our community. I think there's a perception that business owners, they just keep, you know, wanting to take and not pay their way. And that is absolutely not true. Yeah. You know, they're securing their own job and their own living. They're securing their job and they're providing jobs for others.
Exactly.
So I completely agree. And we really need to flip the narrative. I'm not just in Bemidji. I mean, I'm talking statewide. Nationwide. But anyway, yeah. Tangent over. I believe the timer has dung, but you
yes.
know me, I always bend the rules, don't I, Kev?
You do, but that's okay. That's okay. It's not fixed, but this part is fixed. We got a minute.
Yes.
To do
all right.
The rapid
Let's
fire
get ready.
Questions.
Let's okay. get ready. Are you ready?
You can't
for
even
this?
Think about these. You just gotta respond to these questions quick.
I'm gonna try not to bend the rules. And are you ready?
Yep. I am ready.
Go.
Rapid fire. Hurry up!
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
What is your favorite food?
Oh boy.
You weren't ready for that one, were you?
I'm craving sushi right now, so sushi.
Okay.
Sushi. If you had to change your name, what would you change it to? Your first name.
My first name?
Yeah.
Jean-Pierre.
There you go.
What keeps you in Bemidji?
What
does gotta move.
It's everything. It's beautiful up here.
What was your first job?
My very, very, very first job was mowing lawns.
Mowing lawns?
And then lifeguarding. Where I got my
night
first
and day
paycheck.
What is your favorite season?
I'm gonna say fall.
A lot of people do.
Yep.
Going back to jobs, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
I originally wanted to be a marine biologist, and then quickly realized in my freshman year of college I'd need at least 8 to 10 years of schooling, so I dropped out.
One more question.
But don't answer it. We're gonna tease to it. Would your 12-year-old self think that you're cool? Don't answer that. Answer it off the air. Answer can be found. Bemidji Area Chamber social media.
Oh, okay. I like it. Well, that's it. We've come to another end of the day, or end of the 10 minutes. I'm Kev Jackson.
I'm Abby Randall, Executive Director of your Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce.
And that was Take 10 with the Chamber. Let's give a big shout out to our guest, Justin from Tutto Bene. We'll have sound effects at that part.
Thank you, Justin. It was so fun chatting with you today.
That was easy.
This has been Take 10 with the Chamber. Join Abby and Kev next time when we'll meet another great member of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce.
Take 10 with the Chamber has been a presentation of Redheads Rule Radio.